Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, November 11th. Today is Veterans Day. I want to take a second to say thank you to all the veterans out there for their service and helping the world be a better place out here and for defending democracy around the world. And we truly appreciate your service. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were D's corn up 4.5 cents at 657¾, D's wheat up 3.5 cents at 807, and Jan beans up 22¼ cents at 1453. China lifted their zero COVID policy overnight. That's what sent the beans higher. Oil is up, bean oil is up 116 ticks. We've got crude oil up 260, but it's about 50 off its highs out here. We were up more than $3 a barrel at one point. Dow Jones is up another 100 points, so it looks a little bit toppy up here. The dollar's down 135 ticks, so you know, the dollar is certainly on a hard slide here. It looks vulnerable to more selling pressure. There's support down around 104, but the dollar is still awful high priced. We didn't see any export sales this morning. But Egypt did buy 280,000 metric tons of Russian wheat. So, you know, I think over the weekend, you know, President Biden is going to be meeting with President Xi of China. And, you know, hopefully they're going to have some kind of grain deal announced. My initial reaction when I saw the prices on my phone system that they had made some kind of early deal. But it turned out it was the relaxing of COVID. And that should help their economy. It's interesting, in the last 10 days, they said they were going to take off the zero policy. Then President Xi said they were putting it on, it wasn't coming off. And now today, the Pull-Up Bureau says that it's coming off. So a little bit of confusion there, but it looks like the ultimate decision is to end the zero COVID policy. Now, the weather around the country certainly turning colder today. We're going to be about 30 degrees colder in Chicago than we were yesterday, but we've had a great fall. You know, it's bound to get cold, get a little snow here as we get into November. But, you know, the country looks dry, pretty cold, anywhere really west of Tennessee, Ohio, and Kentucky. So all the western states are getting a pretty cold blast of air. I saw where it was 17 degrees maybe in North Dakota today. So there is certainly some cold weather out there. It's not going to affect anything really. But looks like North Dakota is also going to get some pretty good snows as well. So overall, you know, Brazil looks like it's in great shape. Argentina looks good. Most every place doesn't look too bad out here. So, you know, I think the closer we get to the first of the year, when people realize that the Chinese are going to be able to buy a lot of beans from Brazil, I think our exports dry up. We've got this small export window between now and the end of the year, and we really need to see China step up and buy what they need. Or do they just try to wait and try to buy much cheaper supplies after the first of the year? That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE. Have a great day.